morning, good afternoon, good evening, whoever listening to this podcast. This is Pastor Edu coming away this morning with the Word of God. God has been so gracious to us, and His mercies endureth forever. In the Bible, turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse number 1. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. I read for the King James Version of the Scriptures. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Hallelujah. A book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. From the King James. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Hallelujah. I like the way the Net Bible renders Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dearly loved children. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1 from the Net Bible. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear loved children. Hallelujah. The word followers in the Greek is mimetes. Mimetes meaning imitator. Meaning imitator. That is why the Net Bible render it as therefore be imitators of God as dearly loved children. Hallelujah. Mimetes. Imitator. From the Greek. Hallelujah. Paul in his epistle to the Gentiles in Ephesus, after declaring who God is to them, told them be followers of God. Paul told those in Ephesus, the Gentile Christians in Ephesus, to be followers of God. In fact, it is not enough to know God, but also be a follower or imitator of God. Hallelujah. Christians are to be followers of God in all their endeavors. In fact, we need to follow God in all our endeavors, in our thinking, in our doing, in our behavior. Our behavior must be in consonance with God. Hallelujah. If we are imitators of God, then we must do things that sing with God. Hallelujah. If you are followers of God, then you must do things that corresponds to the standards of God. Hallelujah. If you are followers of God or imitators of God, then you must do things in consonance with God. Hallelujah. Now, how to be a follower or imitator of God? How can we as Christians be a follower or imitate God? How can we as Christians today be a follower or an imitator of God? Hallelujah. The following are some of the ways or things to do to demonstrate we are followers of God. One is to walk in love. Whenever we walk in love, it demonstrates clearly that we are imitators of God. Because God loved the world that He sent forth His only begotten Son to come and die for you and I. Hallelujah. So we must walk in love as a clear demonstration that we are following God. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 2 from the King James. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and have given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 2 from the King James. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself to us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are imitators of God, if you are followers of God, then we must walk in love. Hallelujah. Another way to show that we are imitating God or we are followers of God is to flee from all uncleanliness. We as Christians must flee from all uncleanliness. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 3. The book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 3. Ephesians 5, verse 3 from the King James. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not be one's name among you, as becometh saints. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 3. but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness. Let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Hallelujah. If you are imitators of God, if you are followers of God, then we must flee all uncleanness. And Paul was able to mention some things that constitute to uncleanness. Ephesians 5 verse number 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh Christians. Hallelujah. Another way to show that we are followers or imitators of God is not to live in darkness. We are Christians are termed as light of the world by Christ. So we need not to live in darkness. Ephesians chapter 5 verse number 11. The book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse number 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. In fact, the word darkness can also be referred to as wickedness and its associates. Amen. We as Christians must not live in darkness. Ephesians chapter 5 verse number 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We are supposed to reprove any unfruitful works of darkness. We have to reprove them. We as Christians must not live in darkness. Any forms of darkness and its associates must not be named among us as Christians. Hallelujah. Another way to show or demonstrate that we are followers of God or imitators of God is to walk circumspectly. We must walk circumspectly in life. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Hallelujah. We must walk circumspectly as Christians. Not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. We are not in normal times. We are in a very evilous world. And we as Christians, as followers, as imitators of God, must walk circumspectly in all our dealings. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 15. Seeing then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Hallelujah. Now, if you're supposed to walk circumspectly as a way to demonstrate that we imitate God or follow God, then we must be filled with the Holy Spirit as a way to demonstrate that we are followers of God. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18, let's turn our Bible to Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Spirit-filled person become one of the qualifications in selecting or choosing leaders in the early church. Being filled with the Holy Spirit, or a spirit-filled person, became one of the qualifications in choosing leaders in the early church. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verse number 3. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verse number 3. Therefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 6, verse number 3. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full with Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Hallelujah. So we as Christians must be followers of God or imitators of God by living a spirit-filled life and being filled with the Holy Spirit, became a qualification to select or choose a leader in the early church. In Acts of Apostles chapter 6, verse 3. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Hallelujah. Another way to prove or demonstrate that we are imitating God or following God is submitting ourselves to one another. When we submit ourselves to one another, it is a clear indication that we really follow God or imitators of God. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 21. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Hallelujah. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. In fact, submitting to one another was break down into two. One, Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. And then two, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Hallelujah. So we must submit ourselves one to another. Wives submit themselves to their husbands, and husbands also submit themselves unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Husbands must love their wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. This was how Paul illustrated submitting one to another to those in Ephesians. Hallelujah. We must submit ourselves one to another as a surest way of imitating God or follower of God. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit as one of the indicators that we follow God or we imitate God. We must walk circumspectively as one of the surest way or indicators of following God or imitating God. We must not live in darkness or anything that is associated with darkness as the surest way to imitate God or be a follower of God. We must flee all uncleanliness in our lives as a way of imitating God or follower of God. We must walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to be imitators of God as Christians in all our endeavors. We must walk in love, flee all uncleanness, not live in darkness, must walk circumspectively, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and submit to one another. Hallelujah. Let's go back to our sermon text as a way of concluding remarks for today's sermon. Today's sermon topic was, be the follower of God. Be the follower of God. And the text taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1, from the King James. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. And I like the way the Net Bible render it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dearly loved children. Hallelujah. May God help us and bless us and give the spirit of imitation in all our Christian endeavors. This podcast can be heard on the following media platforms: Apple Podcast, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, and Spotify for those who have Spotify in their country or region. And remember to subscribe to my podcast. This is Pastor Edu coming your way this morning with the word of God. May God bless you and may God save your heart from all uncleanness. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.